If you're ready to elevate your level of care and professional satisfaction, register today for the Trusted DPC event that can help get you where you want to go. With three physician-led tracks focusing on starting a DPC practice, growing a DPC practice, and clinical expertise within a DPC practice, the Direct Primary Care Summit has content for anyone, no matter where you are in your DPC journey. The DPC Summit is happening June 20th to 23rd in Dallas, Texas. Learn more and register today at dpcsummit.org. Direct Primary Care is an innovative, alternative path to insurance-driven healthcare. Typically, a patient pays their doctor a low monthly membership and, in return, builds a lasting relationship with their doctor and has their doctor available at their fingertips. Welcome to the My DPC Story podcast, where each week you will hear the ever-so-relatable stories shared by physicians who have chosen to practice medicine in their individual communities through the direct primary care model. I'm your host, Marielle Conception, family physician, DPC owner, and former fee-for-service doctor. I hope you enjoy today's episode and come away feeling inspired about the future of patient care, direct primary care. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in today. We have a very special episode because upcoming in February of this year is the next Pediatric DPC Mastermind. So with me today is Dr. Deanna Berry of Berry Pediatrics and the mastermind behind the mastermind. So thank you so much, Dr. Berry, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. You were so helpful to us last year in getting the word out about our first mastermind. I'm excited to talk to you about our next one.
It's already coming up in February. So if you haven't bought your tickets yet and you are a pediatrician or a family doctor or somebody who is wanting to do DPC and you just want to be in the room with other DPC like-minded people, listen up. So the Pediatric DPC Mastermind, Deanna, tell us who is the target audience for the mastermind?
So anyone who is contemplating, considering, or has already taken the plunge and jumped into the world of DPC, specifically to the pediatric population, the pediatricians in the group, or those family practice who see kids, because there's some differences between pediatric DPC and family medicine DPC. And it's our only specific conference for peds DPC, a little bit of a unique specialty niche group. And so the hope is to catch people who are either about to take off or who are just newly entering peds DPC because it's growing so quickly. And there's a lot of people that I'm considered a veteran and I've only been in practice for a few years, but there's a lot of upcoming opening practices. So those of us who have been in practice for a few years or longer are really wanting to support the newer practices that are getting ready to open.
And I will say, having attended last year, it's phenomenal to be in a room where, you know, pediatricians, just like family practice doctors, primary care doctors in general, are not considered that valuable in our medical system overall. Mm-hmm. And when you're in a room with people who are practicing the medicine that we always have wanted to practice, the medicine mm-hmm. that we try to practice, but we aren't able to in fee-for-service, it's quite powerful. And I loved that being there in person is very different mm-hmm. from attending something virtually, because you're mm-hmm. able to, between sessions, like, hey, you know what? I wanted to ask you about something that you mentioned, or hey, you're in my state too. We should totally connect. And all of those types of networking opportunities really mm-hmm. happened, especially because it was such a well-programmed mastermind to have enough time to be able to network. So let's get into the details. Where and when is the mastermind going to be?
So this year, it is the weekend of February 23rd through 25th of 2024, and it's in Round Rock, Texas, which is right outside of Austin. So it's at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center, which is about 20 minutes from the airport. And so it will begin Friday early morning. I believe 8 a.m. is our breakfast, and then we'll go through Sunday afternoon.
Awesome. And tell us, because this is a loaded question, why did you mm-hmm. choose the Kalahari for somebody who might want to go, but they have a family that they are taking with them? Mm-hmm.
Last year, where we had our mastermind, it ended up being a pretty family-friendly place. So lots of the attendees decided to make it into a family vacation, whether before, during, or after the conference. And so for those who were able to use it as a business expense, it was a nice bonus that it was in a family-friendly location. So we were right outside of Disney Springs and Disney area in Orlando. So it was in that way for families, it was a convenient location. So we were going for something similar this year. We wanted to be, we didn't want to stay on the East Coast just to be friendly to those who were coming from other regions. So we wanted something that was a little bit more, I guess, middle of the country somewhat, I guess a little bit more south. But being in February, I'm okay being a little bit south. And then it was at a place where we found it was a nice balance between family friendly. It's going to be a little bit of a vacation, yet also this is their bread and butter to throw conventions like this.
And in terms of those listeners who are like, just give me the place to register, I want to register now, where do you go to register and how much does it cost to attend?
Yep, pediatricdpcmastermind.com is the website that has all the basic information. So there's a link there to register. There's a link to the hotel accommodations because there's a discount pricing, which goes through January 31st. So those who are hearing this, if it's between now and January 31st, sign up. That's when the discount ends for the hotel. But it is $495 for the didactic portion, the lectures. We did receive feedback last year that those who are new to practice or are not yet profitable, we're hoping to be able to keep this as low cost and low expense as possible. So in order to do that, we decided to keep our social events separate from the lectures. So there's one base price of $495, and that's just to attend all the lectures, but that includes all of your daytime meals. And then there's going to be separate social events. So we're hoping to have a gathering the first night, a cocktail hour Friday night, and then a dinner and social event on Saturday night. And those will each be separate, $50 for Friday and $100 for Saturday. And one of the other things that's important for people to note if they're thinking about coming is that we actually are going to be able to offer CME hours too. So we're going to have at least 14 hours. We're hoping for 15 hours the way things fall, but we'll be able to include that in the cost of the conference.
And together, you and I have talked about a special treat for my DPC Story listeners who are also attending the PEDS DPC Mastermind. So can you tell us, Deanna, what do you want people to do to indicate that they heard about the PEDS DPC Mastermind on this podcast?
When you go to register, you're going to click on a link on the website that'll take you to an Eventbrite registration. Once you do that, then the next step is that you're going to click on the link that will take you to submit your payment. And there's a little note in that section where you can put in a special code that you have been generous enough to gift our friends that are coming, that are fans of my DPC story.
So the code for everybody who's listening is my DPC story. And what we're doing is we are making sure that in your swag bag, there is some nice pediatric specific DPC swag ready for you.
Thank you so much. We're so excited to be able to give some extra swag to those who are coming specifically hearing about the conference from this podcast.
So again, pediatricdpcmastermind.com is where you want to go. Mm-hmm. And also while you're at it, make sure that you find Pediatric DPC Mastermind on socials. So you can follow there and keep up on events for the mastermind as they come out. So now for those people who are like, oh my goodness, I need to hear more about this. Can you tell us about what is happening on day one of the Pediatric DPC Mastermind?
Sure. So we are so fortunate to have so many businesses that are sponsoring us and that are going to be there with booths and ready to network with all of us. So we do have a couple different businesses each day that we'll be hearing from. And then Friday, most of the day is going to be based on the different doctors that are already doing DPC that are going to be coming and speaking to us on their area of expertise. So we're going to start the day off with a mindset lecture from Dr. Erin Donnelly last year. She did a similar presentation at the beginning of the mastermind, and she did such a beautiful job of getting us pumped up and excited and inspired for the rest of the weekend. One thing that's also different this time is we're going to be doing a couple different panels and breakout sessions. So we'll have one of each of those on Friday. It's going to be a panel that they'll talk about their startup journeys. And then there's going to be breakout sessions where you can choose which of two different topics is more appealing to different people based on where you're at in your journey. So there will be a couple different options where you'll break away from the main group. But one of the things I loved most last year was that it was a small enough group that we spent quite a bit of time in open discussion. So we wanted to make sure that there is structured lectures, yet also we have time where we can all communicate, where it's not so big of a group that we can't comment table to table. So we spent quite a bit of time last year just in open conversation, which was helpful.
And super powerful lineup to start off. Like, I want to point out here that Dr. Donnelly had not even opened her DPC yet, and she was planning on it, and now she has. And so I can just imagine the power and the fuel that she has with DPC open, and she's practicing, and she's living the life that she envisioned in DPC opening the conference. And yes, again, I agree totally. I love that the attendees who went last year, they had that time to be one-on-one without having to worry about, oh gosh, like I've been through 8 hours of lecture and I can only stay up for another one, or I have to take care of the kids or whatever. Like that networking is built into the conference, which I love. And very cool about the new offering of the breakout sessions, because then people get the options. So what's happening on day two?
So day two is a little bit more of the meat and the nitty gritty of the business aspect. So we're going to have a financial advisor come and speak to us. For those of us who are already started and looking, we're getting to the point where we're beyond the startup and we're looking at planning, retirement, for the things that we are, what's next once we, our head is above water. So there's going to be a financial planning lecture that's going to start the day off. And then Phil Boucher is going to talk to us about marketing and automation, which will be really helpful. And then we have a couple neat, more general PEDS topics. We're going to be talking about nutritional wellness and then also integrative approaches to common pediatric conditions. And then we'll have one more breakout session towards the end of the day too. And so it will be a nice combination, I think, of the meat and bones, you know, what we need to know as far as the business side of starting your own practice and then following through with integrating that with just the what you need to know as a general pediatrician, more general CMEs.
I love that. And absolutely, the things we didn't learn in medical school, the business side of things, hearing those things, but painted under the umbrella of you're going to need these tools as a DPC doctor, as an entrepreneur, as your solo business owner, super important. And I love that you guys have the deep dives into topics that are pertinent to pediatric patients. I loved hearing the endocrinology talks that were done last year, how to evaluate a kid for slow growth, or things that even in family practice, pediatric offices, we deal with every day. And to hear somebody else's take on how they're doing things, especially under the DPC model, when you're not pressured to see one patient every 15 minutes. So love that.
That's exactly right. I feel like in general, I've been able to spend so much more time doing my own research and managing patients myself versus having to refer them out. And so just reminding myself what some of the, where you normally might in the fee-for-service be apt to just refer out and let the specialist manage something. But really, it's very much in our, it's very reasonable for us to manage some of these things where it's completely appropriate for us to, but it's just a nice reminder of things that we didn't necessarily have the time to manage before.
Love it. And again, just imagine yourself being in a room where everybody has this mindset. Everybody has this possibility, and there's people like you who are doing it and who can speak to being a veteran in pediatric DPC as you are.
Which you need to think about, It's really a, I have to say, it's a really nice feeling to be in a room with people who you feel like are just like you. So it's easy to feel other than when you're doing this in a city where you're the only DPC or one of the only pediatric DPCs, or you're still in a corporation and you just don't quite understand why you don't think the same way as your partners do. It's nice just to be in a room where you can look around and say, okay, these are my people. It was a pretty awesome energy in the room last year.
Love it. And then tell us about the last day of the conference.
Yeah, so the last day I think is going to be really important. So for those of you who are traveling, I do think you should do your best to stay through Sunday. We'll be finishing up around 12:30, so a little bit earlier than last year, but the really high yield important topics. So we're going to be talking about legal considerations. So we actually have a DPC specific attorney who's helped a lot of the DPC docs in the community open up. She's going to be coming and speaking to us. And then we're going to have a couple of our veteran docs talk about their things that they've learned we would love for our colleagues to not have to learn lessons the hard way that we've learned. And like you said, there's quite a bit of things that they didn't teach us in med school. So if we could pass some of that knowledge and wisdom on to you guys without you having to learn the hard way, then that would be nice. So we have Nitin Gupta and Andrea Wadley, who's the admin for the Pediatric DPC Facebook group, which is a big group of us that are going to be attending are in that group. So they're going to be speaking. And then we're going to end with the topic about vaccines, which in pediatric DPC is a huge deal. It's a deal breaker for a lot of the different pediatricians. It's one of our number one worries of how we're going to figure out how to manage vaccinating our patients. So that's going to be covered on Sunday. So three really important topics that day.
Absolutely. And I can't echo the importance of having the ability to not only deal with the concern about vaccines, but also to be in a room of DPC physicians who in one state, you might have a company that allows you to order single vaccines. In another state, you might not have that. And how do people adjust to that? So love that is how you're going to round out the mastermind.
So one other thing to speak to that, you were talking about how having that open dialogue, we did decide this year to have the different sponsors that are going to be having booths are actually going to be in a separate area. I did get feedback last year that there was maybe some concern that those who are on the outside were able to hear our inner thoughts and our concerns. And so I wanted everyone to be able to feel like they could speak as freely as possible in their conversations without outside businesses listening in. So that's one change that we'll see from last year.
And just to clarify there, especially for those people who are not necessarily separated from their employed job, when you guys are doing a recording of the sessions, are you doing a recording of only the lecture portions of the sessions?
Correct. So there's not going to be a live virtual option this year. That's been asked a couple different times. It may happen in future years, but this year it's not going to. But what we're hoping to do is to record visual and audio lectures so that we can then allow people to watch those. So if there are some people that aren't able to stay for the whole weekend and they're going to miss a certain number of lectures, they'll be able to catch up on that. And if we're able to find a way that we can make them accessible to those who weren't able to take to attend the conference, then we'll be able to do that. But yeah, we would love for everyone to feel peace of mind to know that their autonomy, their confidentiality will be recognized. We're not trying to out anybody to their employers that they're at the mastermind weekend. So it'll just be the person presenting who will be recorded.
So again, Dr. Deanna Berry, thank you so much for sharing about the Pediatric DPC Mastermind. Make sure you go to pediatricdpcmastermind.com so you can sign up today and be part of an amazing mastermind of which there is no duplicate in this DPC ecosystem.
Thank you so much. So nice to have your support. We appreciate you having us on today so we could talk about the mastermind. And we're so thankful that you were able to go last year and that you're being such a big support for us this year. So thank you.
Next week, look forward to hearing from another amazing DPC physician. Now, I looked through the stats for the podcast since it started, and the data is beyond incredible. My DPC story is ranked in the top 0.15% of all podcasts on the globe. Yes, the globe. Every single month over the last two seasons, we are ranking in the top 250 of the Apple Podcast Medicine chart every month as well. If you would like to join us in helping spread the word about DPC, consider sponsoring the work we're doing. Go to the sponsorship tab at mydpcstory.com or check out the link in the show notes. Now to our listeners, thank you so much for helping more and more people find the pod by sharing the word about DPC. To our guests, thank you so much for sharing your stories. If you are looking to be a guest next season, apply on the contact page at mydpcstory.com. There you'll also find DPC swag, past episodes, resources, and more. And as always, if you're looking to read more about DPC on the daily, check out dpcnews.com. Until next week, this is Marielle Conception.